CWA. Could I get a quick radio check, please?
Hailed or PayPal or what?
How are you, buddy? I haven't talked to you in a while. That's probably because I hadn't been on this repeater in a while. You doing okay?
Yeah, doing fine. Just sitting here running a little FT8. So what's going on with you? But, oh, by the way, there's a little static on the repeater tonight, but it's on everybody. But you're in fine.
How about that? Hang on a second. Brought over a egg, and I was asking her if it was a snake egg. Do snakes lay eggs?
They sure do.
What kind of snake is that?
Like I would know. I got no clue.
But you are the great sage.
Yeah, right. N4WRO.
KN4VWA. But it's always a pleasure to talk to you, buddy. I bought me a new vehicle. Well, it's not new, but it's new to me. I bought a Ford Transit Connect. You know those little bitty cargo vans?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but, you know, I'm sorry that you bought a Ford. What can I say?
It doesn't make one anymore, and the one that they had, the City Express, was not a Chevy. It was made by Nissan. Can't find those. They're just not out there, and they don't have that good a reputation. And the Chrysler is just so far out of sight on the price, it's unbelievable. So, man, it didn't leave me much choice. But let me tell you, I found this 17 Ford Transit Connect Wagon XL. And this thing has got cruise control, power windows, power steering, just automatic headlights, XM stereo. It's got CD player. It's got, let's see, what else has this thing got? It's got front and rear air conditioning. It's got seating for six passengers. And it is trimmed out inside like a daggone Cadillac.
But I tell you what, the price of vehicles, new, used, or otherwise, is just outrageous.
Fortunately, I know some folks over at D&D Ford, and I've been watching for something to come in, and sure enough, this came in, and I slap-jumped on it, and I bought the extended warranty that'll cover me up to 250,000 miles, and they don't seem to mind covering these things up to 250, because I did my research, and little old vehicles, since it seems like they're lasting up to 250 without any problem, because most of what I saw for sale was 200 to 300,000 miles.
What at? Hey, when's the last time you filled up your diesel?
What, bud? I originally bought my diesel in the fall of 2019, thinking I was going to buy a fifth wheel. And me and my sweetheart were just going to jump in that thing and go out west. Well, you know what? It shot that down in a hurry, right?
Yeah. I tell you what, when I take mine up to fill it up, I got to have an ambulance come in behind me because of the heart attack.
Now we said, well, spring of 22, we'll just go ahead and jump in that truck. We won't take a camper. We'll just put some camping equipment in the back and everything else that we would possibly need, and we'll just head west. Well, not at $5.60 a gallon.
Yeah, I know. I put 15 gallons in mine the other day. It was over $80.
I've got the extended tanks, and let me tell you something. $148 to fill it up, and I already had a quarter of a tank.
What size tanks you got on that thing?
A 10.
Yep. That'll definitely hurt your wallet.
Apparently that puts me good for right at 700 miles, so... But still, it's just, it hurts. So, I'm going to take it down, and you cannot get a diesel right now. I mean, there's a few of them out there, But good Lord, have you seen what they're asking for them?
Yep, that's why I'm going to keep mine until the wheels fall off. I'm going to put the wheels back on and drive it some more.
Well, there you go. Well, I don't have a need to haul the heavy loads anymore. And I found a 2020 Chevy 1500 4x4 crew cab, and it's got everything on it that I want, and they're wanting $40,900 for it, and it's only got 13,000 miles on it. So I figure if I go down there, they're going to have to give me about $7,000 or $8,000, and I'll swap out with them.
What? If I didn't have that fifth wheel, I'd be getting rid of that Duramax.
So saying that, what kind of fifth wheel you got?
We got an open range, 34 foot.
That's a big one. And we had an open range 26.6 RL at one time. And that thing, what year is yours?
I'm going to say a 14.
It's about the same time ours was. And ours, man, I'm going to tell you what, that thing, they did a good job on them things. It was gorgeous. And, you want to get rid of it?
I've kicked that idea around a little bit, but it won't be until after deer hunting season, probably. If I go back down to Sumter, it all depends on the price of fuel. I ain't going to spend $500 round trip just to go shoot Bambi.
So how much does that one weigh?
Not sure. It's a 318 RLS is the model number on it. And it says you can tow it with a half ton.
Ooh. Well, I tell you what. Think about that for a day or two and then give me a call. Hang on a second. My wife's looking at me like, what are you doing now? Field has got a 2014 open range fifth wheel. Well, it's a 31. Well, that's only 5 feet longer than the one we were wanting. See, Bill, we were looking at a 26 or a 27 fifth wheel. And that's small.
You know, you appreciate the room when you got it in there, that's for sure.
Yeah, how's it set up? Is it a, I know it's a bedroom up front, up top. How many slides?
Three.
The kitchen's on a slide?
Kitchen goes out, the whole kitchen side goes out, refrigerator, stove and stuff, and then on the other side, the dining area, TV, fireplace, all that goes out. There is provisions for one. I never did put one in.
Okay, I thought you said it was three slides, kitchen and the dining room.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about TV. Yeah, the slide up in the bedroom is a closet.
Yep, I am very familiar. So, and the bathroom is between the bedroom and the lower level.
Right.
On the back. Bunks. Sometimes they had those set up as a bunkhouse on the very tail end.
Nah. There's two recliners back there.
That's exactly the way our 26.6 RL was. Two recliners on the left-hand side of the door in the back as you went in, and the kitchen was right there on the right. The dining room set was straight ahead, and then the bedroom was on the front.
Yep, sounds pretty close. Yeah, I just pulled it up. It's, they call it a 33-footer.
Yeah, yeah, that sounds about right. Well, you think about it, but get in touch with us by about Tuesday or Wednesday now, because I may be dragging my truck down to get rid of it.
Okay.
I'm not going to attempt to try to pull that with a 1500.
What the weight is on it. page I'm looking at.
Registration sticker right there by the door, or on one of the panels out there.
Yep.
Give me a call, or I'll give you a call. Along about Tuesday or Wednesday. Give me what I think about it. And, that's an interesting concept. If I could get a nice used one, that might be just the thing. All right. Well, in the meantime, I've got this radio going, and let me tell you what I ran into on this radio. It's a Woozon, and it has a detachable face. It's a four-band Woozon, and, you know, dual VFO and all that. It's a nice radio. Works great. It's a UV950P, and I could not find the stupid cable to separate the face. Well, I threw a regular cable on here. It didn't work. What the heck is going on? So I put my original pigtail back on and it worked. They play games with this cable. They switched on the Cat 5 cable, going from one end they were standard, but on the other end they swapped position 5 and position 7. They charge $54 for that cable at 8 feet long. Talking about a bunch of kind of ticked me off. But anyhow, I got out here. I got the equipment for doing that type of thing. I swapped the two connections around and set it up right. That's what I'm talking on right now.
Yeah, it sounds good. So it wasn't a standard orange, white, orange, blue, white, green, white, blue, brown, white, brown. It sounds like basically they set it up like an old modem cable.
And old modem cables are straight through. What they did was they swapped pin 5 and pin 7 on the other end.
Yep. Well, if you got an RJ45 crimper, you're good to go.
Already done, baby.
One here with a bunch of RJ45 connectors. Never know when you're going to need them.
Exactly. Well, Bo, I got this thing working. I'm going to go ahead and jump off of here. It seems to be doing good. Because you know, I could not run an HF radio in my Dodge truck. It would not work. I got an 857D. Yaesu, 857D. Good radio. And the long and short of it, I'm actually thinking about taking that 857D and putting it in this Transit. This thing would be great.
Your wife's going to reach over there and smack you in the back of the head.
Having a Cadillac SRX, so she's happy. And she won't let me put a radio in that thing for love nor money.
I don't blame her.
If you want to see a big man hit the floor, just come on over here and let me ask her if I can put a radio in there and you can watch.
Yep.
I'm not going to hog the band up like some people do and talk for an hour, hour and a half. And you say this thing is pretty good. Let me give you 5 seconds of dead key before I go.
Yeah, Steve, it sounds good. Like I said, there is a lot of static, crackling, frying noise on the repeater tonight for some reason. It's not you. I think it's the repeater.
I think it's working just fine. I'm gonna let her fly just the way she is. So, well, listen, are you going to behave yourself or not get caught?
Hey, do you use JT Alert with your FT8 program?
That would be affirmative.
I just installed it yesterday. This thing's pretty slick.
Are you using M3FJP?
WJTX? WF. JTX, and then it ports everything over to HRD, and then I port everything over to LOTW.
Okay, well, everybody uses the WNJ-FTX. That's your FT8 and FT4 software, and then it will send it into, in your case, you're using Ham Radio Deluxe, HRD. Well, I'm using N3FJP, and it doesn't care where it sends it to. So the JT alert is taking it from your Ham Radio Deluxe, your HRD, and sending it out to the ARRL. And it is smooth, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't have JT alert sending it to LOTW. I just wait till I'm done for the day and do a mass upload.
Let me tell you what you can do. You can use that JT alert, and it will automatically send it over to ARRL. You don't have to do the batch load up. You don't have to do nothing. And what it does is it'll send it out and then come back with a confirmation. And you say, okay. And you keep right on a plugging away, baby. And that's the way I got mine set up. Oh, it's smoother than owl stuff.
Call you one evening and you can tell me what the settings on yours are, and then I'll take a look at mine. But anyhow, yeah, we probably yacked enough on here.
Yep, I'll let you go, big guy. Yeah, I get to run in my mouth, and I stay on too long. And like I said, I'm not going to hold the repeater like some folks on here have in the recent, very recent past. And you have a good evening, Bill. Let me know about that fifth wheel now. And you say it's a what year? 2014?
Yep, I'd have to look at the title, but I think it is a 14. We bought it in 13, in the middle of 13, and it was a 14 model they had just got in.
Roger, roger. And you say it's a 31-6? The model number is a 31-6-RL?
No, 318-RLS.
31-18-RLS. Got it. All right, well, good enough. Well, I'll talk to you later, big guy. Let me know. And in the meantime, don't get caught. 73, K4, PWA. I am clear after your final.
You got too many numbers in that. It's a 318, 318, RLS. And I want you to think about another thing tonight. You know, age is like a roll of toilet paper. You know that? The older you get, the faster it goes.
You bet. Except for one thing. Around my house, we use John Wayne toilet paper. You know about that, don't you?
Yep. Okay, Sears and Roebuck. We'll talk to you later. N4WRO.
N4WA. I'm flipping.